All right, ladies, shall we get down to business?
Let's do it. All right, it is the end of September. It's officially fall. I think Mother Nature decided to go ahead and put her sweather on because it is sweather weather. I feel like a switch was flipped here because one day it was summertime, and then the next day it was like, oh, you guys want me to turn the heat off? Okay.
Yeah.
I
It was like
think
90 degrees and then dropped to like 45. I was like, what the
I was
heck?
like, I mean, slow it down. Like, can we ease into this? Like,
Yeah.
what's going on?
Listen, count your blessings because it is still 90 something degrees here. Consistently, it's hot.
Girl.
It's not the same when the weather drops, it so drastically changes. Like it just messes up everything. It messes up your sense of like what's going on in the world. Is it winter? Is it fall? Is it spring? What's the weather? I don't get it.
I mean,
So.
I don't know. I definitely was like, when's weather coming? I was ready for my boots and my sweater, but like, I wanted to ease into it. I didn't want to like instantly go from, my cut off shirts and tights to sweaters, but I don't know. Here we are. It is fall.
I prefer summer. The less clothes, the better.
I like layers. You
Yeah,
love
give me
layers.
fall and
Be
winter when
free.
you can put a sweater on, put an outerwear coat on, put a nice skirt on, and some stockings and some boots.
Girl, you said it. That's what
Love
I wanted
that.
right there. I don't know. There's just more coordination and like just
More options when you can put more
options.
clothes on your body. When it's
More
hot
options.
outside, it's just like,
It's always
okay.
hot.
When it's hot, it's like, all right, I need to have my titties out. My legs are out now. I gotta have skin out, but then I can't have skin directly in the sun because that hurts. And then you sweat, and it's just nasty. It's nasty and gross.
No, I'm in air conditioning, so yeah, I'm good. All right. I'm gonna say this. If you have not yet seen The Woman King, you should go see it.
I'm going tomorrow.
It is excellent.
Tomorrow. I
I
definitely want
hear
to
that.
see it. I hear that it's really good. I haven't heard any negative reviews of it, honestly, except for one person saying that they wish that it was rated R so that it could be a little bit more violent.
Okay, no, I'm never gonna be on that train. It was excellent, and the story was really, really good, and the cinematography was excellent. They represented all the people who were involved in the African slave trade, like all the different people, the Europeans, the Americans, the Africans on both sides, like the people who were Africans who were selling other Africans, and the Africans who were like, absolutely not. Yeah, it was really good. So I recommend that. In other political news though, like Europe is not in good, I don't know what's going on in Europe, but they're not having a good fall, or they're not about to have a good fall. They're having an energy crisis because Russia's on that bullshit. And I don't know how they're gonna survive the winter if that war don't end soon.
Oh yeah, the winter. Yeah, I would say oh well. I mean, I don't know.
I was
Apparently
trying not to
something could
say
be
that, but
crumbles.
like
Their problems are their problems. I just don't care.
So here's the thing, right? So Putin is stopping all men from leaving the country because he's about to
Yep.
conscript all of them.
That's why
Here's the
all the
thing. So
flights is done,
you
leaving
guys
Russia.
remember Edward Snowden, the guy who
Yes. The whistleblower. He did a good job.
No, I disagree. I think he's a snitch. But not a snitch. I think he's a
Whistleblower
traitor. I think he's a traitor.
is. That's
Oh.
what
Yeah, you cause why no. How you sell it? Anyways, I don't I yes.
He just trying to let the people know what's going on.
We knew what was going on. We are when
We
we
need
signed the
proof.
Patriot Act, it said in the act we will be tapping the phones. What else? What more? It said it already. We
All right,
knew.
then what's then he didn't really spill any beans. What's
Yes,
the
he
problem?
did. Yes, he
What's
did.
the
He
problem?
sold the
If we
information
already knew, what's the problem?
because it wasn't just that he sold the information that they actually uncovered to other countries.
I'm sorry. Well, that's what happens sometimes.
Well, anyways, he
That's what happens when you don't secure your shit, okay? Like, there's a problem.
no, it's not. Okay, Crispy, if you work at a company, you sign an NDA that you're not going to take the information that you have access to and sell it to another company. Like you signed that, right?
I understand.
So if you did that, aren't you breaking your contract?
Yeah, but it should
That's what
happen
he
in the
did.
country.
That's what he did, though. That's illegal. Anyways, he didn't lose his citizenship to the US, but he got extradited, right? So he hasn't come back, because if he comes back to the US, they'll put him in jail. So Russia gave him citizenship. So now he is a Russian citizen and
Oh,
he
good for
could
him.
get conscripted. So basically, he might have to go fight
I mean,
in the war. So America's like, hey, maybe you should come home.
no, leave him over there. That make no sense. What was the whole point? What was the point? What
Girl,
was
it's either jail
the
or
reason?
die. What I
What
mean,
was the reason of not having him come back here? Be like, oh, now
no,
Russia.
he doesn't want to come back because he doesn't want to go to jail. His
I
options right
believe
now
him.
are
He could just stay there and go to war.
come back to the US and go to jail, or go to war.
He should go to war.
Well, we'll see
He
what he
would have to be in
decides.
the middle of it anyway, so
We'll see
he can
what he
just
decides.
find another country that doesn't extradite. He
Yeah,
can
definitely.
leave him, and I'll lay him out.
I wonder what country's gonna take him, but I thought that was quite. I was like, boy, you better figure something out.
I thought he was in Brazil before he was in Russia. Wasn't he in Brazil? He was in South America, Argentina.
He was in Argentina, and Argentina
Yeah.
kicked him out.
That's where they go.
It is where they go. I don't know. It's just crazy right now. I think it's weird. The other court case, I want to see what happens is what happens with 45, because I think they finally got a pin on him.
Well, that's a good point because didn't he have like the information to like nuclear stuff for other countries or our country? Where did
Yes.
it go? He didn't even like keep that secret. He should go to jail.
I think he might this time.
He should.
And then they just found out
They're
that
not putting that man in jail. They need
I
to.
think they will.
In the
They just
regular
found out that
one,
the Secret
just the regular one.
Service members who had told them that they had lost their text messages, so they couldn't tell them what happened on January 6th.
That's
Well,
hilarious.
they found them.
Of
So,
course they found them. They
oops.
lost text messages.
Yes, no, because
Don't
as part of the transition
know
from
where they
one
went.
president to another, apparently they wiped their phones and they're like, oops, sorry, we wiped their phones, so all the text messages are gone.
Misplaced. What year did they think we lived in? How old are these people that they don't know? Your text messages are never gone. Somebody will find them.
Yeah, well, they found them, and
And it's the U.S. government will definitely find. I don't understand. Who did they think they
You
were?
know, they just called some guy from ThinkGeek and were like, hey guys.
Oh my goodness. See, shows like Scandal make you think that the people that work in Washington, D.C. are like super smart. And I don't know if that's always the case then, because. Didn't. That did not make me think the people in government were smart. It was the other people outside of the government was smart, like Olivia Mean, Pope,
yeah, but
Eli
they.
Pope,
Why didn't they go find her, them and
B613.
Olivia Pope? Like, hey, Olivia, is there a way that I can That's
erase
what
text
they did,
messages
girl.
forever?
That's what they did. That's why it took 3 months for us to find these missing text messages.
I do think everything that happened in Scandal is real, and it's I think everything was truthful.
I never
The
saw that. Hated
way
the way
that
Scandal
show played
ended.
out, though, like, I honestly think it's pulled from the truth, and I think they can do all of those things.
I never saw the show, so I don't know what that.
Yeah, I don't think
What?
anything they did on Scandal was That show
far-fetched,
was phenomenal.
except for that whole
Phenomenal.
kidnapping Olivia plot line. Like, I don't know what the point of that was or where it came from, but
It was for war, remember?
everything. But like, why would they need to kidnap her to go to war?
Didn't they get the war?
Why
They
Olivia
got the
Pope?
war because
Why
she's
would
in the president's ear. That's what they was trying to get the US to go to war. Why not get the person that's at his ear? She was like literally running the country and people knew
Yeah,
that.
and that
She
was
was
weird.
so powerful. I loved it.
That was
I
really
love
weird.
powerful women. She was running the show. But when she killed that man, the
You know
vice
they said
president, oh my
that
God.
they said that Marilyn Monroe is probably assassin, not assassinated. She's probably murdered because of her connection to other people who were influencing JFK.
I could believe that too.
So, like, she had his ear, and people were using her closeness to him to influence him.
Makes sense.
And
Good.
because she was an entertainer, they could get to her, and then she could get to him. And because and like so, a lot of the things that a lot of the new like bills and like policy changes that he was going like a lot of that was coming being funneled through her, and so they didn't like that, and so bye.
I just should men really be running things? Feel free to
Man,
edit
that's
this
a
out.
whole other show. That's a
But it's
whole
just like,
other
because like you're taking policy advice from Marilyn Monroe. Why?
No, she was actually very intelligent. Like I know, like she really was.
Sure, but still, why? Being smart is not enough of a qualification to be an advisor to the president. That's
So
not, you can't just be
would you
smart.
say the same thing? Do you say the same thing about Nancy Reagan? Because she ran all of that.
Yes,
Girl,
I would.
all of that was Nancy Reagan.
I just don't think that the leader of the free world
The DARE
should be
program.
having his ear bent by a pretty movie star because she's pretty.
Well, I don't think it was just that, but we'll see. I mean, I know that's just a conspiracy. But we thinking about it, right? So like this. I don't know. I think that that's the kind of thing that happens in politics, though. I mean, it's been happening since the sorry, monarchies, right? It's always been the king and or the queen and whoever their regency was. Like that was the person. Like the in hot sorry, in House of Dragon is whatever the king's hand was feeding to him or the wife. Like it's always been that way.
Your wife is one thing, but your like mistress paramour side thing is a whole other thing.
But it's still
That's
always
a
been
whole
that way.
different thing.
That's how troubles have happened
And
in.
that's why I'm saying, should men really be running the world?
But women
Should
do it too. Women do it too.
they really be running the world?
Well, I mean, I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
All right. So we watched She-Hulk episode 6. I
Think
think.
so.
And it's a out of like this episode is like separated. Like it's so funny. She started the show saying, yeah, this is inconvenient because it has nothing to do with anything, but here's a wedding episode. And what I love about this whole series is that it is a legal show, but I know that it's making a lot of people mad because it's not like any of the other shows in that like each of the episodes are kind of self-contained.
It's like a
Jen's friends
sitcom.
are kind
Yeah,
of
it's
mean.
a, I was just about to say that. It's a sitcom.
Yep, that's
It's a
what it
sitcom.
is. Jen's friends are horrible to her.
Those are not her friends.
That's bad.
Yeah, her friend is her,
Should.
like her legal assistant or whatever she is at the
Yeah,
office.
I
She's a
like
friend.
yeah.
But those other people, I don't
When
know what
she
they are.
showed up to the wedding as She-Hulk, I died. I was like, no, she did not steal this woman's thunder. But then I was like, you know what? I get it. She should have stayed She-Hulk the whole time.
She should have. I wouldn't change back.
Or left. And I don't like the way that they were treating the lady was treating her like a maid, like bringing her down or something, and she just went and did it. I was like, why are you picking up dishes? Like, that's why
I
are you
definitely
doing
would
that?
not have. I definitely would be like that. I would definitely not. First of all, when she showed up and said Jonathan and showed her that Jonathan was a dog, absolutely not. I definitely would have turned back into She-Hulk. If I walk into ma'am, absolutely not.
I was mad.
I was like,
Mad.
what? Absolutely. I yelled at the television. How dare you? That's so rude. And then having her
You're
iron
big.
all the shirts. What? Who the? No.
Like they got wrinkled. No, that was the weirdest wedding I ever seen. Like in reception. Like nothing flowed. Everything was like disjointed. That was a
Yeah.
weird wedding. Like, was there a wedding?
And I hated that wedding dress. I hated that
Her
dress.
dress was ugly. Those bridesmaid dresses were ugly. Everything about that wedding was ugly.
It was an unattractive wedding. And it was a cash
And the
bar.
bride was ugly.
Like,
who has a cash bar at a wedding?
Who has a cash bar at a
reception? Do not do a cash bar at your wedding. Listen, I will leave. Just kidding.
Don't do it.
He's so angry.
Cash bar? You getting talked about.
Don't have a bar. I'm just kidding. You need alcohol. But, I don't know, really don't have a bar, though. A cash bar? That's wild.
That's crazy.
But yeah, nothing about that wedding was like good. The best part was when I was so mad at Titania. There is something wrong with that woman.
100%. Yes, there is.
But when she punched Jennifer in the face, I was like, what? I was so like, out of nowhere. It was
do
like,
you guys think Titania's powers were like she took something to get them? Because I feel like, as opposed to Mr. Immortal, I think if Mr. Immortal was probably born with his mutation, I feel like that's something you like are born with. I feel like Titania,
he's got the sociopathic nature down.
Yeah,
he's been immortal for a long time.
Yes, I think Titania got injected with something or was part of some experiment or something, and she's mad at She-Hulk because she wanted to be the pretty strong girl. And now here comes She-Hulk stealing her thunder. And that's really what's making her mad about it. Like, she thought she had the corner on the market. But she would have been around for a long time if she had been always that. You know what I mean? If there'd always been a strong, pretty girl, then...
But she, like, broke into the courthouse that one day, right? Like, she started with villainy. So, like, she wasn't trying to be a hero or anything like that. So, and She-Hulk is obviously, you know, a quote-unquote good guy. So, would it really
know.
Be...
We don't know why she broke through the wall, though. Like, that wasn't explained. So, we don't know
why
she did that. They say, what did they say? She had exhaustion or something? Like, she had, like, she needed, like, she was off her meds or something? Like, there was some explanation as to why she didn't go to jail for that or whatever.
I missed that.
Yeah, they explained that because like she didn't get in trouble for that. So they said it was like something, you know, she had like a breakdown or whatever. So that was weird. Do you think that guy at the wedding was really into Jennifer or that he's part of the plot, like those people who were watching them? Do you think he's part of that or do you think that he really liked her?
I don't think he likes her at all. I think he's a villain.
What do you think, Ashley?
I didn't get the he likes her vibe, but I also wasn't thinking villainy either. But now I am. That's it.
So why was he talking to her if he didn't like her?
Try to get close.
And why they having fries after? Because you know what fries lead to with Jennifer. That's her MO.
She's silly. I feel bad for her, though. Like, this whole episode just made me sad for her. Like, she ain't got no friends. She's no man.
So that's the part, though.
She's by herself.
See, the thing is, her friend asked her, how's life going? And she was like, I just got this awesome job. I just got superpowers. And her friend was like, no, I don't care about any of that. Do you got a man? And then she was like, no. And she was like, oh, that's so sad. Like, what?
That was rude
about all of the amazing things that I'm going like I really do hate things like that when people are like, oh, are you married? No. Oh, do you have kids? No. Oh, do you at least have a dog? No. But I have an amazing job.
Like, you can't possibly be happy by yourself.
Right. Like, I hate when people do things like that. Like, I'm fine. I don't need a car or kids, a pet to be like, I'm all right. Like, I'm doing fine. I have a great job. I travel whenever the hell I want to. Like, I'm good.
Yes, I agree. I think in Jennifer's, she doesn't want to be alone. In Jennifer's case, remember? Like, that was the whole point of her getting on Tinder, trying to meet some people, be herself, and then nobody wanted her as herself. Like, that was, like, really depressing. Especially when them men was, like, being men. So.
Yeah.
I just really thought what her friend did. Men in real hard.
Right? They didn't have to go that hard. I'll never get over that episode. I'm so mad. But I like when she when Jennifer as She-Hulk did that Hulk jump to like smash Zatanna. That was so freaking awesome. I wish they just fought for half the episode. If they're gonna make these episodes this short, that fight should have lasted for half of the episode.
There's not a lot of fighting in this legal show, and I don't like it.
Wait, say what? Sorry, there's not a lot of fighting in this legal show, ma'am.
Yes,
It's a
because
legal show.
if you're gonna have a legal show that is not in court very often and also has superheroes, then you need to make them fight.
Okay, so this episode is 22 minutes long, and in those 22 minutes, we saw some legal drama, Mr. Immortal, and we saw a fight. You got both.
Oh my goodness, that man cracked me up.
He was hilarious.
Okay.
I was sitting there thinking, what is that? Is what he did? I mean, technically, till death do us part. I mean, was he wrong? The
But
thing
did
that
he
he did
die?
wrong was marrying all, like, keep doing it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like at that point, that's just your MO. That's just how you break up with people is you kill
Eight
yourself.
people to fall in love with him and marry him. Like, I'm
Ma'am,
still
he was rich.
reeling
He
from
had
that.
married kings. I mean, he had married queens, and he had bought Apple stock, and he was rich. That's how he got people to marry him. That's
And he
how.
was immortal. You got to pick up some game when you're around for a few millennia. You know what I'm saying? It probably gets really
But
easy
how did
to
they
woo
all
a
find out about
person
each
when you
other?
had that
He
much
they
practice.
explained
He
in the
didn't
in
write.
the they explained in the thing.
I know. I'm just saying he didn't do the game right. They could have just
Oh,
not found
yeah.
out about each other.
See, he should
I
have been
just don't think
like
he
Kango.
cared.
He should have been like
He's
Kango
gonna get
and
to check out
change
the
his
window
look
again.
a little bit. You know, like grow a beard or get plastic surgery, right? Like
He
he
didn't
could have.
care.
He
He said
didn't.
he died
Bruh.
every time, so that's it. Those marriages should be done because he died. He just came back to life, so it doesn't count. But I'm like, legally, isn't
That's
that the
messed up.
same as like when you die on the scene and you're resuscitated? Like you're dead for those couple of minutes, but then you come back to life. Your marriages and your contracts are not resolved because you were dead for 3 minutes.
Oh, that's a true. That's true. You can't be like, oh, I died, so marriage over. Bye. Thanks.
Right,
Bye.
no.
Can
Well,
you
his
imagine
logic
if people were
is
like,
off.
oh, sorry, honey. I gotta move out. I died for 3 minutes
Yeah, I
today.
died and they restarted my heart a minute and a half later. So that was our till death. Our marriage
Right.
is
So,
done now.
peace, deuces. It's been real. Yeah.
Yeah. Mortgage is now solely in your name. Good
Right.
luck.
Have fun with that. Tell the kids I love them. Well, here's my thing. Why did he have a child? Like, I feel like, okay, you're immortal. You get married to people. Why would you have a kid? If you were immortal, why would you have children?
Maybe he
I
can pass on
cracked.
his immortality.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe it's genetic, and maybe that kid
Well,
will
that's
be
true. That's true.
like
I do
half
think he can
immortal
pass.
or something.
Yeah, I
So
do.
maybe he'll live like a couple thousand years and then be done instead of living forever.
What if what somebody should write a book where you're immortal, but when you have children, you lose your powers, like because you pass it to your child.
Wow. So that's the thing. Would you have kids?
Would you have kids?
I probably would. I'd be like,
So
oh,
wait,
life.
you can live, and then when you meet the person that you want to procreate with, then you have children, and you pass it on to your kid, and then like you have to explain to them on the at what age, at some age, hey, by the way, you're immortal. Good luck with that.
I would imagine living that long, though, the more people you meet, the more you'd be like, I don't want to have kids with
This is
none
what
of
this would
you.
be what the book was about. This
Like,
what century, right? So like let's say you were born with this thing in like the 1800s, right? And you're like and then 1900s come, right? And you're like and then you're like living in the now times. Wouldn't you be like, all right, it's time now, go ahead and cut it because there's nothing more. You know what I mean? Like
no, I would have to see. I would have to be like, no, I need to see y'all evolve past this. So now we're gonna wait until I'm gonna wait until I start seeing enlightened thinking
improvements.
human beings, yes, and societal improvements. And maybe if it just keeps on the decline, then maybe. But then I still wouldn't have a kid because it's like, what are you bearing your kid into
This is
when
what the
you've
book would be
seen that
about. This
humans
is what
don't
the
even
book should
get
be about.
better? Oh, yeah. That would make a good book.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I think this book would be amazing because it wouldn't be just one person. It would be one, like one of them would make the choice to go ahead and have the kid and the other one wouldn't. And then we'll see. But yeah, anyways, what do you think is going to happen next? Because I know a lot of the, you know, people online were upset that this episode, they thought Daredevil was coming this episode, but we got the wedding episode. So at the end of this episode, we saw the Intelligentsia and that disgusting website. I don't think her legal assistant should have told her about it. I think she should have listened to her because nobody needs that in their life, personally.
Right.
I don't think she should have told her, but they were watching her and they had that big old needle. So apparently they're going to try that again.
Oh, yeah. So, it's the guy. I think the guy is the Intelligentsia.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
What guy?
Scott or whatever his name is.
French fry guy.
Yeah. He reminds me of Elon Musk.
Really? Why?
Rich, pompous, ridiculous.
That's all of them.
Yep. Yes, but this one. So we'll see what happens next. But I think we have two more episodes. Three? Two. There's eight in this, right? I believe. So we'll see what happens this week. All right. After the break, we will discuss The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh!
What?
Sorry, my cat bit me.
Ow.
Damn.
Ow. Ow for you. All right. See you on the other side. All right. So we watched the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Okay, so let me just say, after the success of Beauty and the Beast and the other movies of the Golden Age, Disney wanted another animated movie to get a Grammy and an Academy Award. Mm-hmm. So this movie was supposed to be Oscar worthy. Like, it was, there was a focus on the plot, and the music was supposed to be, it was supposed to be a more serious film. Because, I don't know if you know, the story of Notre Dame is not, I don't know how you make that Disney-fied. They tried, they really did try. This is a really dark story. Like, it's super dark. And Disney Disney-fied it by adding gargoyles that talked.
And the romance between a soldier and a Romani person.
Yep.
This movie didn't get the disclaimer thing for racial stuff.
No.
But the G word was all up and through this movie.
Yes.
Like, everywhere.
Yep. Because in 1996, it was still okay to say, to call people gypsies. And some people still don't know that it's not proper to call it that, that they're, the Romani people are people, and you can't just call them gypsies. So yeah, no, it doesn't have a disclaimer.
So that was the first thing I noticed. And then I don't like any of the music in this movie. I think I like the opening song.
Topsy Turvy? No.
No. The very opening song.
Oh,
like The Bells of Notre Dame.
The Bells of Notre Dame is a good song.
I like that song.
Yeah. I like that song. And I liked no, I think that was it.
I mean, it was definitely still a dark movie. It wasn't as lighthearted and happy ending type feel.
No, it's not. And it has one of the like grossest, not the grossest, but the hellfire is really sick.
Yeah, that song is weird. That's yeah.
Wonder who wrote that.
But he like Frollo doesn't get brought up in the villain discussion a lot, but he's really atrocious.
Yeah,
Like,
he's awful.
he's a horrible person.
Very abusive.
Yeah, I mean, listen, think about like he killed the Quasimodo's mother. He was dropped Quasimodo in a well. He Quasimodo horribly his whole life, 20 years of basic torture, like treating him like absolute crap. He mistreats all the Romani people, like he's hunting them down, treating them like crap. And then with Esmeralda, he, you know, doesn't like the fact that she treats Quasimodo like a person, so he sentenced her to death, and then decides that if she will be his sexual whatever fantasy, he will let her go, or not let her go, but won't kill her.
Was like Jafar.
Very gross.
And then
Jafar had
when he
Jasmine
cooks for her,
until
burns up all of Paris.
burnt the whole city down.
That scene outside the Miller's house, when the Miller was like, "Sir, we just like anybody who wants to travel, we just let them travel. We don't ask them no questions." And he's like, "Well, we'll just see what you have." And then he's like, "Burn it with the people inside, sir." What I that is when I was like, "There's no redeeming you. You're done."
Yeah,
Absolutely.
I don't know. I thought I remembered enjoying this movie for real, and then watching it again, I was just like, I don't think I enjoy this.
Nothing
I
about
don't think
it. Like
I
what changed your mind?
Like I said, I didn't like the music. The eyes of Notre Dame were creepy as hell. I
Very eyes.
I hated Frollo. I don't understand why Quasimodo was so strong. Like he
I'm sorry. This time, lift the wings.
Yeah.
Those bells are really heavy, guys. Like
That's
pulling that
true.
string on those heavy bells,
That's
that's why he was
true. Okay.
strong.
But there's like a pulley
Yes,
system. He's not literally pulling a 5-ton bell every
he is.
time he
He's
pulls
pulling
that
the stuff.
thing.
Yes, he is.
There's a pulley system of ropes up there that makes those bells ring. Those
Okay.
bells would be way too heavy for one rope to pull and ring that whole bell. That wouldn't
Ma'am,
make
that's
any
I'm telling
sense.
you, that's why he's strong, because he's
And
pulling
then
the bells.
it seemed like, okay, all right, I'll give him being, kind of strong pulling the bells, but like strong enough to like pull structures down. I don't know about that. That seemed
It's
weird to
like,
me.
okay, it's like Samson, right? You know the story of Samson and Delilah? So you know how like when they cut his hair like they weren't supposed to, but he got his strength back because he had to save his people. It's like that. Or like when a
He
mother
died
kisses
in that
a car.
moment, though.
What?
Samson died in that
I
moment when he
know,
cut
but
his
it's
hair
also
and lost his strength, and he got it back for that one moment, and
one moment.
he pulled
Yeah,
the
I'm just
building
saying.
back. He pulled the building down on top of him.
I
But Quasimodo, I don't know. It was weird. And somehow people knew who Quasimodo was, but they didn't know who Quasimodo was. Like he was on the edge of the banister thingies. He was up on the wind spire. He was outside of the bell tower where people could reasonably look up and see this man. But then he got it, Frollo was saying that he had to stay hidden and nobody knew who he was or what he looked like. But then the townspeople immediately recognized him after they tried to take off his face. They were like, when the face didn't come off, they were like, it's the bell ringer. How did they know that?
These are all valid questions. We should ask an Imagineer why. I mean,
True,
not, we
like
should
he was
ask.
pretty far up there. How did anybody see him? Mean, Notre Dame is pretty tall.
It does not go into the clouds, however, as the beginning of the movie
Right.
would have you believe.
Right, it's not as tall as they tried to make it seem
It
on the show. And
is
then
not that tall.
it was weird the perspective they tried to give it, because they tried to make it seem like it was really high up there where nobody could see Quasimodo, but it was low enough where Quasimodo could see everybody else's faces.
Right. It don't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You know what was the other thing? So remember, do you guys remember, I think it was last year, no, I think it was like a couple years ago, that there was a fire in Notre Dame, and they were and then this guy was like, oh, this guy gave all this money to like fix it, and we were like, that's interesting, because like there are other things that are broken. So like that just means that anytime any rich person could be like, you know what, let me give $500 million to the, because like he was like, oh, how much does it cost to fix it, here's some money. And I was like, so there's this school. I here's the thing. I don't spend your money on whatever you want to spend your money on. Like, that's your money. But it's just so interesting to me that, like, you literally could just fix anything because you have the money to do it. So why don't people choose to do it? Like, Jeff Bezos literally could have fixed Notre Dame, and it wouldn't have nothing.
It would have been a blip on his accountant's radar.
Right, he wouldn't have missed it. So why don't you?
They don't want to.
Don't want.
Nobody's to. Making them. They don't want to.
They don't want to. That kind of stuff just blows my mind. But yeah, there was a fire, and like they lost a lot of, you know, they have to, you know, a lot of things were lost. But like people are like, oh, history and blah blah blah. I'm like, yeah. Imagine though, all the history we lost in Africa, and the Middle East.
I just think. Eventually, the French government would have found some tax dollars to fix that church.
You think so?
I think so.
Have insurance. That church is old
that
as hell.
That too.
Old as hell. And what was that all the donations going too. To if they're not to save to take care of the building? I don't get this.
I don't know, girl. I don't know. But I think the renovations are almost finished. I think I heard something about that this year. But they definitely had to renovate a lot. But I don't remember what caused the fire, but it was
some candle nonsense. There's like a ton of candles in there.
I was about to say it would have been not funny, but crazy if it were like a beam of light through a stained glass window or something.
Ah, man. That's the very eyes of Notre Dame caused the fire.
Like, time to just let it go away.
Right. That's an act of God right there.
Mm-hmm. So that they wrote all these songs hoping to get, you know, some acclaim. They got nominated for something, but they didn't win anything.
They took themselves too seriously with this movie.
Yes, that part. 100% that part.
They took themselves too seriously. Like Esmeralda, I mean, she, you know, right on and stuff, but like the very first like actual speech she has is just immediately about justice, and it's like, aren't we supposed to be cutting this man free real quick? Can we save the fist raising until he's got the ropes off his
right,
neck?
Right in the middle of the thing, cut all the ropes, and then fight for this man's freedom. let's make sure he's actually free first, and then
right.
and then hmm. have the conversation.
Yes.
I agree. I don't know.
It's interesting, like, Disney likes, I don't know if Disney likes to do this, but they seem to like to take these dark novels and make them happy, kind of.
Yes, that's the Disney way.
It's so weird. Like, Quasimodo and what's his name? Victor Hugo, right? With the novel, Hunchback of Notre Dame. He wasn't... In the movie, they make him like look deformed, fine, the hunchback. And all his eyes are weird and everything's just misshapen about him. Even like his body torso versus his legs, all weird. But in the book, he's blind. And deaf, half deaf.
Yeah.
But Disney didn't want to go there.
I mean, it would make it difficult for the story.
Yeah, if his whole thing is watching everybody from up in his tower and wanting to be down there amongst the regular people.
Mm-hmm. And that knight in shining armor type character, Phoebus, he was evil in the book. He wasn't a good person.
I mean, Esmeralda dies in the story. So, I mean, you wouldn't have... The story would be completely different.
Well...
You'd have to kill her off. And that's... I mean, they changed a lot.
Yeah, you would have to kill her off for sure.
I mean, but look, in The Little Mermaid... In The Little Mermaid, Ariel is supposed to die, not get with Prince Eric, and be...
Turned into sea foam or something.
Right. She's supposed to be... I think the original is much better because she doesn't... She figures out that that's not what she wants. Like, because Eric actually marries a woman of his choosing and not isn't forced into this thing. And then because of that, she has to do a penance where she, like, I guess, answers people's sea wishes, and then after she does it 100 times, she's able to become sea foam.
And she's when she's on land using legs, it's supposed to hurt
every step,
like she's walking on glass. This is that would have been a good movie.
I think it would have been a good
movie. They should make fairy that movie
tales.
Now.
Fairy tales are, I don't know, like an origin story of a fairy tale that's not dark. The ending is dark. Because there's supposed to be a lesson in there, right? It's supposed to be like, here's what you don't do. Mm. But Disney Disneyfies them by taking the lesson out. And so then you can make it a lighthearted story when you don't they have don't to take learn the anything. Lesson out.
They just yes, make they it do. Less. No, there's a lesson in all these movies. All of these movies have lessons.
I mean.
Anyway.
They get lost in the fairy tale ending of it all then.
Sure.
Because if they make all these terrible decisions and then get what they want in the end anyway, what is the lesson?
What terrible decision did Cinderella make?
To get married to a man she don't even know? Shoot.
I mean, that's one.
Wow. Like all the other princesses.
Okay. All right.
Even though Esmeralda did not die in this movie, they played it like she almost died. Like the way that Quasimodo was like trying to like give her water and bring her back. Obviously, he doesn't know how to do CPR, but whatever. Like, I'm watching it with my kid, and he's like, "Mama, did she die?" And I'm like, "No." But then I'm watching it like, "Does she die?" I totally forgot. Like, yeah, I mean, guess it for a second, because it's been a minute since I've seen the movie. But I'm like, she gotta wake up, right?
Disney does these fake out deaths though. They've been doing these fake out deaths since Lady and the Tramp. They did that to us in Lady and the Tramp. They do it to us all the time. These cut scenes where they did it to us with Baloo and Jungle Book. I mean, they like doing these like.
But they didn't like have someone picking up the body, the lifeless body. Like
they love doing that to
Hercules. That was another thing that was weird to me. Him holding up her body over the church, yelling "Sanctuary." Why are we doing this?
Yes.
Why? It was weird.
Because he was saying that she was safe now.
She was dead.
I get it, but it was the way that, like, he was like raising her limp body.
He has no social.
Over.
He doesn't have any social
acumen. This boy has been stuck in a tower for 20 years.
Yeah,
I think Disney did it for dramatic effect, and it came across.
I know she didn't have to be a little cringy. Like she was on the cross. That was.
He had great balance to do that because I don't know how his body's like so shape weird. Like you would think he would lose his balance and fall all the time, but whatever.
Yeah, that's not a movie. That's not one of the Disney movies I rewatch often. I mean, I don't watch a lot. I mean, I know when you ask people. When you watch people, so when you ask people what their favorite Disney movies are, people in the like middle millennials, I guess, people in their like 20s, 30s, when you ask them what their favorite Disney movies are, it's usually like Lion King or Aladdin or Little Mermaid or whatever. It's always one of those ones.
The stuff that was hot when we was kids.
Right. No one, I don't hear a lot of people saying Hunchback.
Like a Notre Dame.
Yeah, no.
Some people say Hercules.
Right. That's a good movie.
Hercules
some
is good.
Some people say
that music. Oh, that soundtrack. Oh, geez.
Some people say Hercules. Some people say Mulan.
Oh, I like Mulan.
Mulan's good too. Mulan.
Good song.
Most of the time,
yes. Good song.
Lion King. And I'm always like, I mean, okay.
Good song.
Lion King is not my favorite. It has nice songs though.
You all know what my favorite is. But I think it's, I just think it's because there's so many. And now I think a lot of people who have kids, they're moving their favorite movies now to the newer ones. Like a lot of people now are saying that their favorite is Moana or like Princess and the Frog.
I mean, I really do like Moana, though. It's not my favorite movie, but I do like it. I like the music, surprisingly.
And then I'm sure Encanto will
probably. Oh my God. This, my kid, sometimes he's like, Mama, can we just watch Encanto before I go to sleep? And I gotta play it, and then he'll wanna watch it another day. I'm like, but we don't watch the whole thing, obviously. It would take all night. We watch a few minutes, we sing a little bit, and he goes to sleep. Then when he wants to watch it again, he's like, start from the beginning. I'm like, what? You don't want to see like, where we left off at?
Nope, start it all the way.
Start from the beginning. I did not realize how impactful Encanto is. Like, he really loves it. I was surprised.
After Hunchback today, my kid was like, all right, now let's watch Encanto. I was like, there's no time. Encanto is good, though.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Encanto is good.
It took me another watch to really appreciate it more.
I think I appreciate that there is a variety of different types of films within the animated vault that Disney has. But there's definitely been a shift in the style over the years. Which, you know, comes with the times. And I think that's, you know, that I guess also is dependent on the audience that they're catering to as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are happy for the diversity, though. We are happy for it.
I will say, I have been binge watching those documentaries on Netflix, so watching a Disney movie was a nice change of pace. Those serial killer documentaries.
I really was hoping we could get through this whole episode and not.
I'm gonna watch the Jeffrey Dahmer one.
Girl! Ooh! Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I already knew about the story. I've seen the other documentaries, other things exist about it. I've seen the interviews. It was just different to see it in this light. But I was really glad to see a Disney movie.
Well, this guy makes a good Dahmer. That was a good
casting. Listen, let me just, I did want to bring that movie, that series up for a reason. Why did both of the most recent Dahmer series documentaries showcase two Marvel characters that played Dahmer? We got Evan Peters, who played, Quicksilver, which I loved him in Days of Futures Past. Like, that was one of my favorite X-Men movies. Actually, I like all the X-Men movies. What am I saying? But anyway, I could watch that one over and over, especially that scene that he has when he breaks Magneto out. He goes super fast, but it's like slow motion. So freaking cool. But to see him as Dahmer, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is different. So then I remembered the other Dahmer movie that I saw a long time ago. That was in 2002. So like 20 years ago. Hawkeye. Jeremy Renner. He played Dahmer too. Donned the same hair, glasses, did his little workouts. Did the same, you know, what he does in the movie. It was interesting to see two Marvel characters portray this horrible, prolific serial killer. It's just, oh God, it's so horrible. But there is a tie to Marvel, FYI.
Cool. seeing the Marvel actors in other things is always, it's always interesting. Speaking of that, I think it would be interesting if we end up seeing the Marvel actors in other character roles within the universe again. I think that might happen. It'd be interesting if it did happen. Like, if they bring back Chris Evans and he's like playing another character.
I'd be upset.
Yeah, I think I would be too.
That is Captain America. That's it.
And like in the same universe, he can't be anybody but Captain America.
I mean, but there are multiple universes.
They don't have doppelgangers in the universes. Well, except for Doctor Strange, because that was.
They also have
Into Loki. The Spider-Verse.
Loki looks like him. I mean, there are different Lokis that look just like Loki.
That's true. Except for that lady Loki.
I mean, and Black Loki and Kid Loki. But I'm just saying, there are doppelgangers.
So. Crocodile Loki.
I love it.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think that's, I don't know. I wonder if that's something they would do. Because, like, Michael B. Jordan played Stretch. Chris Evans played Stretch. And.
But I the mean, thing is, even those are doppelgangers, they played the same character. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, no, I'm just saying. Loki, I'm just saying, in the Fantastic Four, three people who have been in Marvel have played a Fantastic Four character. So if those movies are canon.
But are they? Are they canon?
This is what I am bringing forth. If those movies are canon, then they exist.
I wouldn't count them as canon.
Wasn't Chris Evans in Fantastic Four?
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's the
Fireman. He was on Torch.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, forgettable. He's forgettable.
He's and not really in the MCU.
We'll see.
That movie, those two Fantastic Four movies are not really MCU.
We'll see.
Canon.
But when they had the Silver Surfer come out, I was so geeked. Even though the movie's kind of cheesy, I love that part. I was like, yes. But.
Yeah, I want to see
why I have an issue with MCU, and I seem to like all the other Marvel movies.
Damn. I have a problem. I think they said that She-Hulk might be how we get Doctor Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Like the intelligentsia might be tied to Doctor Doom.
Mm.
So. All the troll boys might want to STFU.
Yeah, they should leave that alone. I looked at some reviews of She-Hulk, and it has like 2 stars. I was surprised. I actually like it. And I read some reviews. They're so dumb. People are like, you know, I usually don't write reviews, but I came here to say blah, blah, blah. It's like, shut up. Like, nobody asked you.
I normally don't go back and forth with people about shows, but this one guy was like, well, it's been 6 episodes and nothing has happened. And I asked him
what the heck happened. So much has happened.
And he was like, well, I expect superhero stuff in a superhero show. And I was like, she has hulked out in every episode. What?
Yeah.
She literally fought demons. What else? There have been superpowered people in every what am I missing? Because there's literally been superhero stuff.
A male lead.
And he was like, well, there's been unresolved things. And I was like, what was unresolved? Please tell me. Every court case has been completed. So what is unresolved? And again, he was like, well, she punched someone in the face and then we didn't find out what happened. Titania went to jail and then she got out. They told us in the next episode in a news clip. Again, what's unresolved? What you're telling me is you're not watching the show. Like, yeah, so I know all these people who are complaining about the show, who don't like it. My answer to them is everything isn't for everybody.
Yeah, I like it though. It's cute. So,
whatever. Sorry if you don't like it. It's not for you. Don't watch it.
Right? Just don't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't watch it.
Yeah, there's like 20 other Marvel shows they can watch.
And not even just that. There's other shows. Listen, Game of Thrones. I mean, House of Dragons is on. Andor is on. Ring of Power is on. They're all the reality shows are back on. Like, it's literally fall sweeps right now. There are so many shows on. Yeah. Go watch something else.
Watch something you like. Why are you spending all your time watching things you don't like?
Yeah.
That is
binge watching some serial killer documentaries, you know? So,
or that. Okay. Question, Disney question of the day. Of the golden, I guess, of these four movies. So, Hunchback of Notre Dame, Hercules, Mulan, and Pocahontas. So these are the back four of the golden age, right? So, you know, the front four are the ones that I said people always list as their favorite. But of the back four, which one is your favorite? Which one would you pick of the back four?
Oh, man. It's between Hercules and Mulan. Let me think. Shoot, that's a hard one. I love both.
Pocahontas, Mulan.
I like Pocahontas.
Hercules and Hunchback.
I do think Hercules is better than Pocahontas. And I think Mulan is better than Pocahontas. So.
I agree.
So your pick is Mulan?
I don't know, though. I can't choose between Mulan and Hercules.
Because Hercules is funny, and it's serious, and it's sad. Like, when he dies or, like, tries to save Meg. Oh, my gosh. That, like, breaks my heart. When he finally gets to be with his people. And then he has to come. And then he's like, I want to be with her. Out of all the people. Why her? Anyway.
You know, I think I'm gonna go Mulan over Hercules.
I'm gonna do Hercules.
So here's my thing, right? I need certain elements. So, okay, I like so you guys know my favorite movie is Aristocats, right? The villain in that movie isn't really villainous, he's just silly. But outside of Aristocats, I need a good villain to really like a movie. Unless there's no villain, right? Unless the villain is like man or men.
Oh, like in Pocahontas.
So the point, right? So no, in Pocahontas is Radcliffe. Radcliffe's the villain. So in Pocahontas it's Radcliffe.
That's a man.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant like men in general. Yes, Radcliffe is a man, yes. So Radcliffe in Pocahontas. In Hercules, it's
Hades.
Mm-hmm. And then in Hunchback of Notre Dame, it's Frollo.
Mm-hmm.
And then what am I missing?
Mulan.
And in Mulan, it's Xiao Feng. Of those four villains, Frollo's just gross.
Mm-hmm.
Frollo's just gross. Hades is a good villain, but he's so silly.
Like, I love that
he's like a funny villain, and it's not. I'm not scared of him. I'm not scared of him.
Not when he almost killed Hercules. That was messed up.
I don't know. Like, I never really felt like Hercules was gonna lose. Like,
I did.
I
get into it.
He was funny though, right? And like you.
And there's like prophecy on his side and everything. So like we just knew that Hercules was set up to win from the beginning.
Yeah.
I love it.
Radcliffe was horrible, but like I don't know. It was also supposed to be historic. Like Pocahontas makes me angry because like it's historically inaccurate.
Extremely.
But the songs are good. Like I like the music in Pocahontas. Like that song Savages, like that That's song goes. That song goes.
But the songs of Hercules, man. That's some good.
It's and like, then we have then we have Mulan.
Yeah.
And like that's a villain. He's a whole villain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a whole villain.
He's a good villain, too.
That's a good villain. And we don't talk about him enough. That's a good villain, top to bottom.
Yep. He had the look. He had the tone.
He had it down.
He had the actions. He was a good villain. Yes, he was. Followed
through. So I guess I gotta give it to Mulan because she's got the music, which you gotta have.
Good music in Mulan.
She got a little bit of funny, but not too much fun. Although the drag, I mean, A little much.
I love Mushu.
Much.
Me too.
But yeah, she got the funny.
And Cricket.
Cricket is hilarious.
Yeah.
So
I think Jiminy.
Mulan has all the pieces.
Cricket was always there.
Right. Mulan has all the pieces. So I guess my pick is Mulan. That's my pick. I know that was a lot. I had to go through to get it right. All right, ladies. It's been real. We have two more episodes of She-Hulk. I'm excited to see what happens next. I think we're probably going to get Daredevil this week. So we'll see what happens. And we'll talk about it next week.
Awesome.
Nice.
Alrighty. See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.